What's up, K-State Nation? We're back with another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, postcast of baseball. Your host, Eddie Greer, for the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. And folks, K-State completes the season sweep over Creighton, and they end up shutting him out again, this time at home, Twain Family Stadium last night, 10-0. I'm recording this a little bit just after I got home from an afternoon run, and Creighton did not score a run against K-State in both meetings. How about that? So not only you bring the brooms on Creighton, you double up on them by not letting them score a run against you in both matches. As the first time around, K-State beat Creighton earlier this month ago, 3-0 at Creighton. This time, you put the clamps down. I know we just had Easter, right? You double down and you put the double eggs on Creighton by shutting him out here at Twain Family Stadium last night here in Manhattan. 10-0. Colin Rothamel, or I should say Rothamel. Yep, that's Rothamel. And Tyrue with the complete game shutout on Creighton. 10-0 there as well. The Wildcats, a non-con game. This was a non-con game. So, win after, of course, another Big 12 series loss. Gets them to 21-14 on the year. And drop Creighton to 14-12 in this game. Let's take a look at the box score here before we touch in on what Pete Hughes had to say after this game. K-State, your winners, 10-1 was the line for them. 10 runs, 10 hits, an error. Creighton didn't do nothing. No runs, 2 hits, no errors in this game. Over 1,500 attended this game at Twain Family Stadium here in Manhattan in this one, the time of game. A little bit over 2 hours there. Colin Rothamel goes to 1-1 on the year there. And we'll get to his numbers momentarily here. Let's just do that right now. So, Colin, 6 innings of solid work here. 2 hits, no runs allowed. Walked 2 Blue Jays, but ending up striking out 6 batters in this one. And this was a, oh, by the way, yeah, I had to double check that here for a minute. This was a shortened game. 7 innings, your Little League game back in. Well, still got it, but your Little League, quote-unquote Little League game, go to 7 innings, run rules. So, K-State, run rules, Creighton. This game only went 7 innings, so no wonder it was short. There for a minute there as K-State blew the doors open in that 7th inning with 6, the ump said, screw this, we're going to call it, after 7 innings. K-State got 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 6th, and blew the doors open in the 7th inning with a 6-run bottom of the 7th inning that pretty much closed the door on Creighton for the night. There as Nick Goodwin was in the leadoff spot last night, went 1-for-4 in the game. Another big game by Roberto Pena to another 2-for-3 game, drove in 3 in this game. I gotta check on his RBI status. Excuse me, I gotta check his RBI status after this. I see where he's at because I know going into last week he was at 37. So I believe this puts him over 40 RBIs through a handful of games now for Kansas State. Kalen Culpepper added 2 more hits for him, for K-State. Rafael Patellar, 1-for-4 of the game. Cole Johnson in the 8-hole, 2-for-3 in this game as well. I didn't mention Ty Rule, that lone 1 inning. He struck out 1. Lomel, 4 Crane, got the loss. He didn't even show his full name in here. 0-6 for him. He got handed the loss there. And then in the 3rd, 2 hits, 2 runs allowed, a walk, and a strikeout. And both of those runs were unearned runs there as well. So pretty much dominant performance for the K-State baseball team from top to bottom in this one. Pete Hughes after game saying, another character-building win for us in our program tonight. Pete Hughes said, manager of this K-State baseball team, quote, P PDs again. It was difficult travel getting into Manhattan early this morning in a quick turnaround after a heartbreaking series. But again, our guys showed how resilient and how tough they are. End quote. It seems to be a theme all year long for this K-State baseball team, as well as they put the clamps down on Creighton after another Big 12 series defeat with Texas there. And it seems to be, again, that pattern that never stops going, or that circle of life that never keeps stopping, right? You lose. K-State's got to somewhat break that. They got KU coming up this weekend in Lawrence. Great, terrific opportunity to break that cycle, right? To get themselves back in the game. And you got... hey, look, I'm not trying to put a lot of expectations, but look, this is a manageable series for KU, but we've seen it in years past with this team that they've fallen short against KU. So, but this is a must-have-have-it series, in my opinion, for K-State baseball. And that all starts Friday with Game 1 at Lawrence against the Kansas Jayhawks. Your rival, you want to beat your rival, right? So now, can you carry that momentum on the road east against your arch rival? So we'll see what happens. So that's what's next for K-State baseball. Travel to Lawrence, 45 minutes away for a critical three-game set with the Kansas Jayhawks beginning Friday night. And, of course, that begins Game 1 is 6:30. I know I did the schedule yesterday on yesterday's postcast. Game 2, Saturday afternoon at around 2. And then, of course, the finale, 1 o'clock on Sunday. And all games will be in Lawrence. So, must have it. You must have it. This series, you got to have this series if you're K-State baseball and PTUs. So, got to go there with a sense of urgency. If I'm K-State, the mentality, take all three of these games. Yes, baseball is a finicky game. I understand that. I've seen my share of baseball. I know that. But if you're K-State baseball, you want to keep your eyes on the prize and stay in the top half of the league. You got to take care of these games. So, but a huge step in that direction, though. You take care of Creighton, you take care of business after getting in early yesterday and shut out Creighton in 7 innings, 10-0. And now look forward to the Sunflower Showdown on the diamond against the Kansas Jayhawks. The Pro Project Podcast, your first time listening, welcome on board to the podcast. This other K-State podcast, which posts at least 5 days a week worth of K-State sports content. All things K-State sports content here on this podcast. So thank you for giving us a listen. If you like what you're hearing, next thing you should do, make sure you subscribe to Pro Project Podcast wherever podcasts are found, including on Spotify as well with that. So definitely K-State baseball getting it done last night here in Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas, with a 10-0 shutout of the Blue Jays, and take the series sweep. And not only that, you double down and shut out Creighton in both games this year in 2023. That's going to do it on its postcast edition. K-State baseball now 21-14 and 6-5. Gotta take a look at it. I believe they're now 6-5. I want to say they're 6-5. I want to go back. Don't want to misplace it here, because I know I did a postcast on them. I did a postcast on them yesterday. Let's see. Yes, they're okay. That's confirmed. I want to say 6-5. No, they're 6-6. They're 500. So another reason why K-State needs to see this series and not one of these two, not one of these again. Lost 2 out of 3 against another Big 12 opponent. You gotta have it at least. even what I said, take all three of these games, no worse than 2 out of 3 against KU. No worse than that. So we'll see what happens there. All right, Eddie Greer, go Cats. Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast in the books. Go Cats.